good afternoon. On this, the 12th of May, 2007, here on the Live Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer, and we're here to talk primarily about the issues surrounding the income tax. And in this particular segment of the world, this particular part of the air, no lies are allowed, truth only. And so needless to say, we won't be having very many government agents or employees on as guests of the program. We've had no requests from them either, for that matter. But I'm going to have to start today out by apologizing in advance for my sinus and congestive situation. I may not be very clear today. I may, as a matter of fact, be awfully fuzzy today, and I may even have to break away for some coughing spells. I don't know whether it's the pecan pollen that is just filling the air down here in northwest Louisiana, or if it's the mold or the mildew that comes with the spring showers, but I am completely torn up. But I'm still here, and I'm here to talk as long as, to the extent that I can be understood, clogged up like I am. And, of course, I want to hear what you have to say as well concerning some of these issues that we are dealing with every day and we will continue to deal with until we have the truth known to everybody regarding the income tax law and what the law really says, as opposed to what somebody tells us it says. You can get on the program today. Just give us a call at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, and let us know what's on your mind. Let us know what you're looking at. Let us know what you would like to know, or perhaps even have us find out. I don't pretend to know everything about it. I know about certain areas of it, and I know where I can find out just about anything else that we need to know, but we'll sure chew it up, and we'll talk about it and figure out something and go from there. So give me a call at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll air it out. Later on during the program, we're going to cover the latest update on my case, but not much to mention over last week. But we'll try to give you a little bit of an idea of what's going on in the next couple of weeks, because next week I will not be here because I will be out of town and tied up with my 40th high school graduating class reunion down in Moss Bluff, Louisiana. And I haven't seen these folks in 40 years. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about getting together and seeing some of them. It's going to be a great, huge turnout. There were 43 of us in my class. And I think that two of us are gone now. And there were several that we weren't able to locate. But that's going to be a huge group, 40 families or so, 35 families that are going to make it down there for that I haven't seen in 40 years. And I suspect that when I get there, some of them will have become so old they can't recognize me. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to miss talking to you folks next week, but I'm going to have a good time. And I'll try to fill you in advance as to what I anticipate happening on my case between now and then. And since we won't get back together for 2 weeks, I'll try to give you a lead update. How's that? And we'll be back here to talk about that and many other things here on Live Free Zone in just a few minutes.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Preserving the issues that were raised the first go-around. You have to, this is one of the examples I think I can raise and point out to folks who are out there considering a pro se defense. Little technical things can completely topple a case. And one of the reasons that we're refiling some 400 or 500 pages of material into the same record is to prevent, if we should have to appeal this case, prevent the point being raised that we failed to raise this issue as to the superseding or second set of charges, the superseding indictment, that we only raised these issues relative to the first, and it was not what I was tried on. So you have to know the ins and outs of trial and appellate law and process, because if you fail to preserve your issue and keep it alive, and it dies somewhere along the way, you are deemed to have abandoned it. You can no longer raise it. So, you know, here we are filing all of these things, and in a case where a pro se would be thoroughly and totally entitled to not know to do that, to not be aware of these technical aspects of the process, and end up painting himself into a corner, painting him worse outside of the corner he's trying to put the government into. So, we'll be refiling those motions this week. They're due on Friday. We'll have them ready. I'm working on those this weekend, and have been working on those. And I have, of course, help from my legal advisors on that, and we're working together getting all of that paperwork ready. So those motions will be filed between now and Friday. And the court will be presented with the same issues and a couple of new ones just to keep it interesting, that are due to the fact of the addition of the failure to file charges. And we're going to plant those back in the record, or replant them in the record. Excuse me, I warned about having to choke a couple of times here today. That was one of those. I hope I'm not picking up with all the sniffles here. I'm trying to cover my sounds that I'm making because of this sinus uproar insurrection going on. But nevertheless, that's what we'll be doing this week. Now, the following week, we'll be continuing to prepare for the trial. And those preparations are not necessarily going to show anything in the record, and they're probably not going to be show anything in the way of events concerning the case, but it will show up in the quality of the defense as it's presented at the trial in July. We're working on that. So that's a bit of a preview on what's going to be happening on the case. I anticipate that the state, or the government rather, that the government will respond that they don't like what was in the motions, they don't agree with it, that they don't have any better reason or legal authority for disagreeing with it, but they don't like the result that it would mandate, so the court should deny the motions. And I expect that the court will say, well, I've been told by the government to deny the motions, so the motions are denied. And because that's what happened on the last go-around, and that's what I expect to happen on this one. So that's where the case is right now. For those that are interested in keeping up on that, I have also received a number of requests from you to be included on the update list. Those of you who didn't catch that last week, who wish to be kept updated with the updates, we send them out about once a month, giving the latest blow-by-blow description of what's been happening with the case. And as a matter of fact, there's one that's going out just any day now because a friend of mine has agreed to take that task over for me because I am so busy with all of these motions and with getting ready for the trial. And he's agreed to keep all of you updated and to issue the updates. So if you want to receive those updates, though, you can go to liefreezone.com. That's LIE, free, FREECONE zone, liefreezone, one word, .com. And up at the right-hand corner on the menu, just click on Contact Mr. Cryer and just send me a note saying, please include me on the update list. I've received a number of those requests that we have you down, and we'll send you an update on the case each time one is issued. So that will be another way of keeping up with it if you know, you've got an interest in keeping up with what's going on with this case. It is not an unusual case except for in one respect. It's very usual in that there's an awful lot of underhanded goings on by the federal government, through the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Justice. And it's usual and typical in that the court has rubber stamped whatever the government has put in front of it and instructed it to sign. But it is unusual in this one respect, and that is that the issues that all of us, not just me, I know I've come up with it maybe in a different slant because all I did was go find the law and bring it back. I didn't invent any of this. And frankly, I didn't want to find it. I went to find just the opposite. I went looking for authority to show that my friend who had quit filing taxes that he needed to start back. But so I find the law. I don't make it. And when I brought this law back, it maybe came back in a different shape from somebody's assessment who had gone into it with a different mindset or different purpose. But the law is pretty much the same once you dig it out, no matter who digs it out. It's just like whenever you dig up bones, you've got the same bone. You've got the same bone one way or another, maybe a little larger, a little smaller, but basically it's still a leg bone or it's still a skull. So, you know, that's basically what we have here is I've just dug out the law, maybe a little differently. But so that's not any different. But what is different is that law and whether it is a law is now an issue in this case. Prior to this time, all of the defenses raised on the fact that there is no requirement to file a return, that there is no liability provision for the average working American, that wages and personal earnings are not 100% income and are not taxable, and that the right to earn a living through any lawful occupation is as much a right, a fundamental right, as our freedom of speech and our freedom of religion. And those rights cannot be taxed. So basically, it has the same thing there, except that those issues are now before the court, not on an issue of whether I believe them or believe that to be the law, but the issue of whether it is or is not the law. That issue has never been raised before, to my knowledge, as a legal issue, a question of law that is decided by the judge and the appeal court judges, not by the jury. And those motions put those issues on the table. And there's no way to get them off unless they try to have a superseding indictment and then say I didn't preserve my issues because I didn't refile my motion. But the motions will be refiled, and those issues will be preserved, and we will keep those issues in the court's face until we get it to give us a reason for their being wrong, because they cannot do that. We can talk about a couple of those a little bit later, but they cannot respond to these things because these issues are clear. What the law is clear. It's in black and white. And what the Supreme Court has held is the law of the land in connection with the constitutional issues. And those cases, although some of them are old, are still the law of the land and still controlling. And get back with us here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a little break on the Live Free Zone.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back up and running here in the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking taxes today, and we're talking the truth about taxes, something you don't hear everywhere. And you won't hear anywhere else just about, because the government goes to great lengths to prevent the media from picking up and covering these things. A particular story comes to mind on that is the story of the We the People and other groups of that were involved in that, but primarily We the People Foundation, that attempted a few years back to purchase a string, 16 in fact, I believe, of full-page ads in USA Today. After four of those ads had run, the paper called and said, we won't run your full-page ad anymore. Now, these ads went for right at $70,000 a piece. So they're leaving a dozen, you know, right at $1 million on the table. And come to find out, the paper had received a visit from a number of agents intimidating and threatening them with difficulties if they continued to take these ads and spread this frivolous tax position. And, you know, there was nothing there other than your right and my right and the right of We the People Foundation to express themselves, the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech. But it was stifled, and it will be. A second instance of that was on a recent Fox newscast that I happened to catch that they were making on the Ed Brown crisis up in New Hampshire. And they interviewed Ed Brown, and he indicated that the government had refused to show him any authority for making, you know, him any demand that he file returns or pay taxes, and that if they couldn't show the authority, that he wasn't bound to do that. They then interviewed a spokesman for the Internal Revenue Service. Now, if you were a reporter on that case, what would be the first question you would ask them? That isn't the one that was asked. Matter of fact, didn't get asked at all. And that is, what authority is it that you guys won't show him? You'll show me the authority that you wouldn't show him that makes it legal for you to demand a return and legal and lawful for you to tax his income. They didn't challenge him on that. They didn't even bring up Ed Brown's position, although the revenue agent, whoever it was, a spokesman, went on at length about how this is frivolous and there's no basis to it. Now, you know, if the situation had been reversed, I believe, or if it had not been someone like the Internal Revenue Service, I believe any good journalist would have been demanding, hey, you know, let's see it then, you know, show me. But that wasn't the case there. So it's not a level playing field out there, folks. We've got to use every means, this radio network included, to try to keep the truth to the public and keep it in front of the public, deliver it to them at their door if we have to. We've got a visitor, a caller, New York, Gil, is on. What you got?
Hi,
on,
Mr.
Gil? Creer. How are you doing?
I basically have two issues, two questions to discuss with you. One is, as I understand, unfortunately, the judge dismissed your motions. So
yeah.
The question is now, because your motion raised the legal issue, the question is if you will be able to present the legal issues before the jury, because basically the judge who dismissed your motion will say the issue or the legal issue, whether it's a law or not, was decided by me. Obviously, I denied your motion. Therefore, the issues before the jury are issues of fact only, and the issue of law is not an issue in the matter. This is one issue that I wanted to ask you. And the second issue is, if you will try in any way to present in your case the relevant part of the movie of Freedom to Fascism, which I believe can help you in this case. I don't know if they will accept it for presentation, but if it's legal or not legal, but I would like to know your opinion on the matter.
Well, let me do this, Sam. Let's take your first question. Let me answer that one, as I understand it. And then once I've done that, let's see if you could answer the second one. How's that?
Okay.
All right. On the first one, the court has not really, you know, what they did was they just stamp denied. They couldn't give any reasons. They couldn't give any authority.
They never give any authority or reason. This is how it works in the United States.
And they should have to.
They should have to do a lot of things. They should have not charged you in the first place. They should have indicted you in the second place. They should have explained to you in the third place. But they don't do it in any way. The facts and the law doesn't matter, obviously, in the system. You have a system that the government, the judges, are fixers for the government. They receive a bribe as a salary, and they protect the government. So this will not change. The question is,
well,
what do you
know,
do about
it? There is a level. Okay, now, let me back up. Let's talk about ducks and eagles for a second. There is a level of, you know, well, they're fixing to get chopped off here, Gil, but can you hang on until after the break so we can finish this discussion?
Okay.
All right, great. Ken, you want to hold him on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back here at the Life Read Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to Gil in New York. You can talk to us as well. Just give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Gil, we were talking about your questioning concerning the fact that the courts just regularly ignore the law. There are two parts of that that are important, and we're going to take a sidestep from your initial question, so I'm not, and I've written it down so we won't forget it. We will get back to it. There are two levels in every organization. I don't care whether it's a court hierarchy or it's a profession or it's a softball team. You've got two stages. You have people that fall into one of two categories. One are the ducks, and the other are the eagles. And you'll know this is true when you stop and look back at every organization you've ever belonged to. You could always separate people into one of these two groups. The ducks, primarily, they quack a lot, make a lot of noise, but mostly about all they do is swim around and crap in the water. They really don't solve any problems. They don't get anything done. They don't have a perspective of the situation. And they're dealing with only what's right there in front of them. On the other hand, you've got in every group, you have the eagles. And these are the folks that soar above everything. And they take everything in. They've got an eagle eye so that they can see everything. And whenever something comes up that needs handling, they've got the tools and the wherewithal to swoop down and handle it. you have to, in any organization, whether you're dealing with Sears or you're dealing with the government or you're dealing with whoever, you have to get your issue or your problem high enough up to where then you've got it before eagles instead of ducks. Now, I'm not characterizing this particular judge or any particular judge as either a duck or an eagle. Don't want a contempt situation here. However, your district courts do not make law. Your district judges are not lawmakers. They are record makers. They make records. They record what issues of laws are raised. They record the evidence that's taken. And they then have it ready to hand up to the appeal court to say, okay, this is the law, the legal issues that were raised.
No, this is theoretically. You should know.
Theory does hit. Theory does meet the real world in a courtroom because you got real people there.
I can assure you one thing, that the decision of your court in the first instance will be approved no matter what by the Court of Appeals.
Because it's a difficult situation.
The jury will make no determination on the facts on the law. They will make a final decision. They will say if you are guilty or not guilty, and therefore the appeal will be based on basically if you appeal the jury decision, you will appeal something unexplainable like the decision of the judge.
So now your cynicism is not unwarranted, Gil. But it's also the basic approach that you're looking at this from, the perspective you've taken to it, is not at all unjustified, and it's very realistic. However, there are aspects of it that have not been done a certain way. And the other aspect, I told you, was two things. One is the difference between ducks and eagles. Number two is that, so you have to understand, the district court, I never expected to win these legal issues. There's no way I expected that. Now,
isn't it perhaps warranted for you to make some kind of motion to the judge, telling him that because the motions were unreasoned and therefore basically unappealable, whether the legal issue will be put to the jurors as a first question of the day, and if he grants it, then you almost guarantee you win in the case.
Well, that brings us to back to your question, and your question was, you know, can you try the law to the jury? And the answer, the big answer to that, the little answer counts more in this case. The big answer is no, you can't try. Now, I cannot get into, you know, and I know that you understand that, but I can't get into what I intend to present to the jury. But let's talk about just a difficult case here.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot try the law to the jury. I know I've said that a thousand times here, and until it takes, I'll keep saying it. You cannot try the law to the jury.
But you have no choice.
Hold on. I know. Let me finish. You can't try the law to the jury. What is being tried to the jury are the facts, and one of the facts that the jury has to find in order to find someone guilty in a tax evasion case or a failure to file case, is that his failure to file or his evasion, whatever they're claiming that act is willful. In other words, that he knowingly failed to meet a known legal duty, something he knew of. Now, that fact can be countered with evidence that, no, I didn't know of a legal duty because my knowledge told me that I didn't have a legal duty. I genuinely and reasonably believed that I did not have a duty under the law. Now, the way
they,
that
they
you
will
can...
say that it's unreasonable due to the fact that millions of people are coerced to do it, and they believe that they must to comply with the coercion.
Well, there are millions of people that believe that it was okay to blow up the World Trade Center. I mean, to fly airplanes into the World Trade Center.
Yes, this was
there
the
are
minority.
Millions of people that
the
believe
majority,
that, but I
the
don't
majority.
Think that does it. But here's what happens, is that you can put on, you are allowed to put in evidence of what you saw and what you observed and what you read that made you believe what you believe. What is it, on what basis do you form this belief that you are not required to file a tax return? Now, in that, you've got some who come in and say, well, I went to this this seminar thing, and I read these materials they gave me, and I listened to the lectures, and that's what made me believe that. Others come in and they say, well, I watched a movie, and that's where I believe that. Or others might come in and say, well, I read these cases, and I read the law, and I saw this part of the law, and that's what made me believe that. Now, I'm saying all these different things because I want to give you examples, one, but two is I do not want to say what I'm going to be putting up in the way of evidence
sure.
as to why I believe what I know to be the truth. Now, so let's go back now. So you are allowed to show the laws, and you are allowed to show or at least tell about the statutes and the key court cases that you read on which you formed your belief, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes
yeah.
sense? Because it's not really right to tell somebody, well, you're allowed to tell the jury what you believe, but you can't tell them why. Well, yeah, so you're allowed to go in and show them why. Now, where a lot of these pro se's have gone wrong is that they didn't go in and say, this is what I read which caused me to believe this. What they are going in there and saying is, this is the law, jury, and they get cut short. Now, it sounds like the same thing, but it isn't, not from a technical standpoint, and this is a technical process. Now, let's take your second question, Gil, and go back. Now, I did not watch, let's just use my case for this, because it's a not. I did not watch America Freedom to Fascism in 1993, 4, and 5 when I was doing all my research. And I didn't watch that movie prior to my refusal to file taxes in 2001. Okay? So I had not seen that movie. It wasn't even made yet. So do you...
Yes, but the
under
movie
that
basically...
Test, under that
movie,
test, would that be evidence of what I believed at the time?
No, it would not be evidence of what you believe, but it will be... A presentation of the good or bad will of the prosecution after
yeah.
they knew what happened in other cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense. Okay, what you're talking about makes perfect sense. The only problem is that what makes perfect sense doesn't always translate into courtroom procedures and evidentiary rules.
Right.
But I hope that you can see, and this is what I'm trying to get to answer your question with, is to explain to you that you can bring in the statutes and the cases and refer to them as being what you saw and what you read that made you believe what you believe.
Yes, no, I don't speak about what you believe. I speak about the intention of you prove a frivolous indictment against you based on the fact that four juries prior to you decided that there is no law, and the IRS continuously and persistently and frivolously indict people based on to coerce them into settlements.
All right, now what you have to do with that, since that's not an issue of what I did do or didn't do, or what did I know or when did I know it, because you see, in a court of law, you can only bring in what bears on the truth or false. likelihood of.
No, but you have to present the intent of the prosecution to show that the prosecution knew that they have no basis in law, and they present the case based on a frivolous and baseless ground when they knew upfront that in four other cases the jury acquitted a person in the same situation, and the continuous presentation, they have not appealed other cases, and they still continue by the power of the coercion to do the same. This will, I think, support the claim that this is a frivolous claim. You have a right to show that this is a frivolous, baseless claim, and this is how you show it.
I believe you've got a strong argument. And if you know, as far as the reasoning behind what you're suggesting and saying is, and you know, it makes sense, okay? And again, though, I have to remind you that not much of, you know, or maybe not a lot of, what makes sense necessarily translates into courtroom procedure and evidentiary rules. Now, here's the deal. You're showing the government as a person being impeached by showing its bad faith, but the person itself isn't a witness in the case. I don't know how to technically explain this to you so that it makes sense, because what you say makes sense. So how do I technically show that it doesn't? It does, but it doesn't translate into the courtroom. It doesn't translate into the courtroom at all because of the evidentiary rules. However,
listen,
you're right.
I would suggest that you will try it, because even if you are acquitted in this case, I would like to see something more than the acquittal, something that the jurors come out and say that the IRS disregard decision of the juries, they have contempt for the jury system, and mm-hmm. they know that we don't approve this kind of corruption,
and
they continue it. This is what I would like to see.
And all that's true, but all of it, you know, all that's true is not necessarily evidence. Now, you've got one other thing I want to point out to you before you go, and that is on the rulings of juries. A ruling of jury is only as to that one case.
Hold it.
A jury decision decides only that case. It is not legal authority. It does not mean that that is the truth in all of the other cases, too, because every case has its own
decided truth. The fact that that there is no law, and this is a matter of fact or law. No matter how do you see it, you can see it as a matter of fact. And if four jurors find as a matter of fact that there is no law and acquitted four defendants, they have to take notice of it and not continue to coerce people as if there is no system, no jury, there is nothing.
No, the IRS is only bound by the same cases that you and I are bound, and that is by Supreme Court cases. They say
in the movie that they are not bound by the Supreme Court cases.
No, they are bound only. They are bound, but what I'm getting at is the other way around on this. The Supreme Court makes a law. It does. It'll tell you that this is what the Constitution means. And
The IRS says we don't care. There was a decision
by
a judge who said that the Supreme Court, the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court should not be allowed in my court. You can take a look at the movie and you will see it black on white and you will hear it.
That's right. And it's very difficult to understand some of these technical technical barriers and filters that we apply in the system. And I'm not even saying the system can't be improved upon by tightening up those filters in some places and loosening it up in others. But until it does, then, you know, you're stuck with the rules of evidence as they are. But your suggestion makes sense, and it's good to be thinking. It's good to be thinking. That's how good rules are made, is because people come up and say, hey, the rules that we have don't allow a solution for this particular scenario. So how are we going to, you know, refine our rules of trial in order to allow that to happen. And so, you know, thinking and posting like you're doing is a good thing. We're not there yet, but one day we might be. Well, Gil, I appreciate your call.
Thank you, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you, sir. And you too, sir. And if you want to discuss an issue or a question about either this case or about tax laws in general, then give us a call. You're at 1-800-313-9443 here on the Live Free Zone. One thing, I'm going to put in a disclaimer here and remind you that I am not an accountant. I am not a tax attorney, really. I'm a trial lawyer, and I'm a constitutional buff. So I can't tell you if you can deduct your goldfish's, you know, food or the vet bill on the dog. But we can talk about the very broad brush issues and what the law says and what it doesn't in general. All right, so give us a call here, 1-800-313-9443 on the Live Free Zone.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
dancing, yeah. If you're selling these lies, these impossible dreams, you can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean. Get your hands in the air. Ah, let me see your hands in the air.
I guess we just worked through that one. All's well that ends well. We're running up here right at the top of the hour, and I don't know if we're going to have our normal break since we had that little bit of a glitch. But let's go on ahead and get started with our next caller, and we'll carry him over, I'm sure. But Al in the home of Benjamin Franklin and Hershey Bars, Pennsylvania. Al, how are you doing today?
Oh, fine as frog's hair split 40 ways.
Say again?
Fine as frog's hair split 40 ways.
Yes, you bet. It gets tight after a while, after about three of those splits. So, how are you doing? What you got on your mind?
They're trying you on income tax evasion?
Yes, they've charged me with two counts of evasion, 2001.
I don't believe there's a law for that.
There is a law for that. There's a law that says if you an attempt to defeat the tax is evasion. Yeah, and they're claiming I attempted to defeat the tax.
How can you defeat the tax when there is no law for it?
That's the whole point.
There's no crime such as evasion.
You stated the case very well. How can you evade what isn't there to be evaded?
But I think in the crimes code, isn't Title 18 the crimes code?
Title 18 is the crimes code, but you also have criminal statutes scattered around throughout the Code of Federal or the United States Code, which consists of all the titles. And you'll have punitive laws in many of these titles. But 18 is your basic criminal code.
I don't think there's a crime such as income tax evasion in Title 18.
No, there isn't. But Title 18 is not exclusive. Title 18, if you think of it as having cubby holes, you know, in your desk, in a secretary, a desk, and you got cubby holes, you know, you can't separate everything off into nothing but. And so. But there's nothing that requires every crime to be placed in the same title.
Well, they're criminals in evading of telling you what the law is, where
they're
the law is found.
They are criminals in exacting payment.